Hi, Mom. Please, I know I said that you could, like, please listen to our episodes, but this one in particular, I'm serious, just this episode, just don't listen to this.
Yeah, this
one
is Reese. If you don't like crude, childish humor about naughty stuff, then don't listen to this episode. This is a warning.
Yeah. Next one's probably fine. Just skip this one.
Yeah, cool.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring with me, Reese Waters, and Jesse Harley, the human machine that does songs. End it now.
Sorry. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm so excited for this.
Are you?
This is like current election stuff.
Last episode, you told me that your puppy was able to jump up onto the sofa. Has it peed on your sofa yet?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, no.
That's too bad.
He did wake me up at 2 a.m. because he needed to go to toilet and. No, nothing on the sofa yet. I want to talk about the Penis Party of Canada, the PPC.
Yes, the Penis Party of Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about these fuckers.
And the quality of the candidates they've been putting forward. We already talked about the
Maxime Bernier duplicate? Long time ago.
We also talked about the one in BC that saying they should do what they did to Mussolini to Trudeau.
Oh, right, yes.
This one is all about, this is St. John. This is 4 hours away.
St. John's, New Brunswick.
Yeah, there's a candidate in St. John, New Brunswick.
For the PPC.
For the Penis Party of Canada. Nicholas Pereira. Proudly Canadian. Common sense policies that put Canadians first. He's running there.
But, jobs!
But he also has another alter ego. His alter ego.
Oh. Oh, God, is he on, called, like, TikTok or something?
No, so if you search Nakula Das on... Nakula Das, NAKULA_DAS. His career and his experience before he's going into politics is as he's the GA, which I think is the general, of the Semen Retention Army.
Hold on, what?
So he's the creator of...
Is he retaining his own semen?
Well, he's the creator, like, of Become a Sexual Alchemist, Training and Accountability.
Like, what?
And he's a sex guru for the modern man. And it's got hashtag nofap, hashtag tantra. So basically he believes that by retaining all of your semen can make you more powerful and more effective.
Oh, no, this is actually a thing. Like,
look, there we go. There he is in camouflage. Oh, my God. The general of the semen.
He's the general of it.
That's... And also your... current PPC candidate in the St. John Rothsay area.
So I have to tell you, the whole NoFap thing is a movement that actually seems to have a little bit of, there hasn't been any clinical studies done on it, but the concept is that, like, by not masturbating, you will basically have more energy for other creatures, because you have all this, this energy that your body needs a release for. And
come.
Well, yes, essentially. Yeah. And thank you very much, Reese. You should teach high school sex ed. But by denying that particular outlet, your body still needs to release it somehow. And these people have found, like, they're more creative, or they have more energy for the gym or something. So this is what they've been saying. I've looked into it myself because it's fascinating.
So this is a slide from his, just to back up your point. This is a slide from his Instagram.
It's not my point. It's
the vital energy, the semen that supports your life, which shines in your sparkling eyes, beams in your shining cheeks, is a great treasure for you. One drop of semen is manufactured through 40 drops of blood. Mark here how valuable this fluid is.
I mean, like, it's... That's ridiculous to think that, like, if you don't masturbate,
as a person conserves their sexual fluid and begin to move it upwards in the body, then he gains tremendous power. Just as you save money in the bank, save some of your essence.
No, see, this is where, okay, He's no. Okay, if you don't masturbate as a guy, it's not like your body stops producing it. You reabsorb it and recycle it and then create more.
You just do greasy farts.
You just do greasy. What the fuck are you talking about?
I am not a doctor. I just want to say that now. There's also
the look he gave me when he said he's not a doctor was very convincing.
There's a gif of Rafiki from The Lion King meditating.
So I should have waited until after hearing the things that he spouted off before talking about the NoFap movement, because now it sounds like I'm insane too. He's talking like
Wait. There's a meme. It's a still image of Rafiki from The Lion King, and it says the true mark of maturity is when you're home alone and you find something more productive to do than masturbate. Now, I'm pretty sure most people don't just masturbate when they're alone at home. I think they'd like load the dishwasher if they have one. They wash the car while masturbating.
Right, yeah.
They do something while they're masturbating.
Of course, obviously. Of course they do.
Oh, golly, Jesse. I've got some great news. We've had a fresh delivery from the ad man.
Gee whiz, Reese, really? From the ad man?
Smell them, they're fresh.
Ads.
But I was actually saying to my friend Ryan today, we were watching a TikTok of a video of a dog. A TikTok is a video. A TikTok of a dog who had like captured a circadia?
Cicada,
one of those like really loud insects, and it was just in its mouth. It was still alive and it was making an insane amount of noise, and its owner was like, "What do you have in your mouth?" And the dog looked so fucking guilty, but he wouldn't get rid of it. He just looked really guilty, and she's like, you drop it right now. And the dog wouldn't do it, but he wouldn't run away. He just looked really, really guilty, right? And then eventually he did, like, the owner had to force the dog's mouth open and the insect dropped out. But like, I was like, that's what I don't like about dogs. I said this to Ryan. I'm like, dogs will do something they know they shouldn't, and then when they're caught, instead of rectifying the situation, they'll just hold fast while looking really guilty. And I'm like, that bothers me. Whereas cats, they don't give a shit.
Yeah,
they own it, right? Like, yeah, fuck, yes, I've done. Yes, I'm doing this.
Just write you a lovely apology letter,
right? No, but I'm thinking it would be like inviting someone to Thanksgiving dinner, speaking of masturbation, right? And having them just like at the edge of the table, just like whip it out and start jerking it. And everyone's like, Johnny, what are you doing? And Johnny's looking so guilty. I'm so sorry, guy. I'm sorry. But he doesn't stop, right? He just doesn't stop. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm really sorry. I can't help. I have to. And he looks so guilty. He looks so sad. But he just keeps whacking it. And like, that's dogs. That's dogs are just like, yeah, no, I'm going to eat this shit. I'm gonna look really sad when I'm doing. I'm really sorry, but I have to eat this shit. No, I know you don't want me to, but I'm gonna eat it. I know, I'm sorry, but I have to eat this poop. Just like, that's dogs. Yeah, anyway that's
I'm just going through his Instagram, and in fact some people have commented and say he's really helped them by helping them hold it all in. And that, you know, is worth the greasy farts.
What is with the greasy farts?
But it's going to come out somewhere, Jesse. Oh, like I said, I just want to remind...
Jesus Christ, Reese.
I just want to remind everyone, God. I'm not a doctor.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. It's...
So, if you're in the
that's fucking disgusting.
If you're in the St. John Rothsay area and you don't
hear a greasy fart somewhere
and you don't like coming, then he's the guy for you, and vote for him. I just find it weird. He seems like a very spiritual person, but he's
it's got to come out somewhere, Jesse.
But he's essentially standing for a far right party. I find that confusing. Anyway.
Really?
So anyway, I thought that was an interesting... I thought it was just really interesting to talk about the colourful candidates, the PP.
Well, what are his political... I'm curious now.
Well, it's the PPC.
No, like, does he specifically have any political campaign promises that he's for or against or whatever?
Let me have a look. What's his name?
I'm curious.
Nicholas.
Enforcing a no-fap policy across the land.
Oh, I started typing and it came up with Nicholas Cage. he believes...
I don't know if I ever told you this, but my ex hated Nicolas Cage so much that she refused to watch any movie with someone in it who even resembled Nicolas Cage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I know.
What about Face Off when it was actually John Travolta playing him?
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
No, do you know what year it is? He's an anti-vaxxer.
Of course he is.
Medical tyranny. Freedom of speech, all this kind of stuff. Do you know what? I think he thinks that if you retain your semen, you don't need a vaccine.
And the reason, is that what he says?
This is my guess.
Okay.
I'm putting two and two together. I might be getting four. I might be getting
17.
A soggy fart. But
you gotta stop.
I'm sorry.
You are not. I know you.
Anyway, in conclusion, it's not the kind of politician you usually normally expect a running candidate. They're usually quite sensible, but he's doing his own thing.
Yeah, he is,
and he's got some followers. A lot of people seem to be following his sexual alchemy. So, I want a business card with that.
Reese Waters, sexual alchemist. Dan Peterson. There's a cartoon for you. Reese Waters, sexual alchemist.
I don't know anything about sex, but I can turn lead into gold.
Sexually.
Just with a wink.
And a wet fart.
Exactly. Oh, God, this is horrible. I really apologize to everyone if you don't like the visual idea of what we've been describing. I'm going to put a warning on this episode. So, Jesse, what are your plans for the rest of the week?
Well, it's the Fringe. Actually, hold on. Let's pause this for a second. When is this coming out?
I don't know. So?
I'm really sad that summer's pretty much coming to an end. And, and as happens in Nova Scotia, like, we'll get a big storm and then bam, summer's done and it's just fall and it's just fucking cold.
I can't wait. I hate the heat.
Oh, God. I just hate the cold so fucking much. Well, so much.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, when we, you know, our show has devolved when we just end it with talking about the weather.
Yeah. We're just trying to change the subject from what we were talking about last 20 minutes. Yeah. So.
Email us and tell us about the weather in your city.
And have a wonderful day.
Yay. No, wait, hold on. We need
call to action.
Call to action. Don't say Instagram. Don't say Instagram. Don't say Instagram.
I don't know. Just do an online survey or something.
You know what? No, hold on. I got it. If you have a significant other, do something unexpected and really nice for them.
That makes them come.
Okay, that's it. We're done. We're done here. Thank you for listening. Thank you all. Thank you. Goodbye. Fuck it.